Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dawn Jackson Blattner, the registered dietitian, nutritionist, author, game show host, winner. She was at a convention. What was the convention you went to or the gathering, Dawn?
Oh, hey there. Well, yeah, I just got back from Minneapolis. It's a big nutrition conference. Every year, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics organizes this, and it's the world's largest meeting of food and nutrition experts. And we call it FNCE, and that stands for Food and Nutrition Conference and Expo. So FNCE, FNCE. And this year, as I mentioned, it was in Minneapolis. It changes every year. And I gave two presentations at FNCE this year. And I thought maybe I could give you a little, I don't know, I mean, you know, overview maybe of of what I talked about.
By the way, at a lot of those conventions, people then go out for steaks. They drink a lot of cocktails. You know, they sort of roar into town and live large. You guys were probably just having smart salads and tea.
Well, I like that. I mean, we did balance. We had, you know, a lot of fun in that. But, you know, when you are at a restaurant with a bunch of dietitians, the amount of, like, could you put that on the side? Could you swap this with that? So we were like, get a big notepad out, because as you go around the table, we're gonna make some tweaks. But it's a fun group.
I can imagine. And so either tell us about the overall event or the stuff you were saying. What's the buzz at the convention this year?
Well, yeah, I mean, so the whole thing is, you know, all these food and nutrition experts get together. We network, we go to educational sessions, we have, you know, a little mattering of like what the newest products are out there. And the two things that I talked about, the first one, I did an event sponsored by Eggland's Best Eggs. And what I was featuring was Duke University did a new study, and it blew my mind. So I was like, I would love to talk about this. What they did is they took 140 people, ages average about 66. Every single one of these people in the study had heart disease or were at risk for heart disease. And here's what they said. They said, half of you, we don't want you eating eggs. And the other half, we want you eating 12 or more Eggland's Best Eggs every single week for 4 months. So they were feeding people to try and see what the heck happens to your cholesterol if you tell them to eat 12 or more eggs, and specifically Eggland's Best Eggs, because they did the study. And after the 4 months, shocking, amazing, very good news that no negative effects on their HDL or LDL cholesterol. So even for these people with heart issues, eating that many Eggland's Best Eggs was fine for their cholesterol. So I was like, this is very promising. So I was excited. I did that on accident, actually. I was excited to talk about that study about, you know, eggs impact on cholesterol.
Did you use that in your speech? Did you say you were egg-cited?
Listen, I use egg-cited. I appreciate that. I use egg-cited. I use excellent. I did things like yolk. I don't know. Kraken. I tried to put all the puns in there.
You know, are they out of Wisconsin? Is that company based out of Wisconsin?
I don't know. I don't actually know where they're out of.
Because they were a sponsor here at WGN Radio once upon a time. So we were selling Eggland's Best Eggs on WGN. And to introduce us to the product, they came down and they made some omelets and eggs for us. And I don't know if it was because they were making a serving of it for us, but I thought those were the best eggs I've ever had. And when I go to the grocery store now, even though they might be a little more expensive, like what if a dozen eggs cost 50 cents more for 12 of them? That could last you a week and a half or two. Anyway, I spend the extra money on those eggs because I actually think those are better. And I don't know if that's me just convincing myself of it or not, but that's what I do.
Yeah, well, you know what? I think it's so interesting you say that, because the hens are fed a special diet. So their eggs end up being higher in nutrition, like less saturated fat, more omega-3, more vitamin D, more vitamin E, just because the hens are fed that. And they do taste tests. And everybody says what you say. They taste better. And actually, their shells are thicker, so they last longer in your fridge. So, you know, I was, you know, nutrition nerding out about that study, because I just like to know, you know, people are sometimes afraid of you know, eating eggs. And so it's like, oh, this was like, it was good news. I thought good news. So that was my first. And by the way, I wore an outfit that was yellow and white so that I was honoring the egg, you know, while I was talking.
Of course you
did. So I thought, yep, that was an important element. And then after I was done with that, I went into a different main stage theater area. And I talked on behalf of Now Foods on krill oil, which is just basically what I talked about is that it's different than other fish oil supplements. So it's a fish oil supplement, but it has more in it than a typical fish oil. So it's better digested. It's better absorbed because it has things like phospholipids and choline and astaxanthin. So I got to stand up there and nerd out about krill oil supplements. And then really how to find a trusted supplement, because that's, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of us dietitians, you know, we say we're food first. We want everybody to eat a healthy diet, but we're not food only. So, you know, supplements do play a role. So how to pick, you know, one that you can trust. So that's what I talked about in the afternoon.
I thought I heard somewhere this week. I don't remember if it was on our radio station or where. Anyway, here's what's in my brain, that with that Ozempic and Wegovy, the weight loss drugs, there's also appetite-suppressing oil that people are turning to for the same effect, appetite suppression. And I don't know if I heard that right or am recalling that correctly. Do you think you can help me with the fog on that?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, listen, John, this is because of the popularity. Everybody's coming out with all sorts of supplements, from oil like you're talking about to like probiotics. There's like probiotics that say, you know, Ozempic-like. There's all sorts of just supplements coming out all over the place. And so one of the things that's important to note is that we do make appetite-regulating compounds naturally in our body by eating enough protein and fiber. So if you really are looking for appetite control, the first, like I say, food first, is really a great idea. And getting 30 grams of protein at most meals and 30 grams of fiber per day is really a great test. I tell people to do that experiment when they come and they say, hey, you know what, I'd like to have some appetite control. And I say that's the first place to start, your diet with protein and fiber.
Well, I think you've told us that before. Is that why nuts, like if you're hungry, should you eat nuts rather than nosh on something else? Because that will not only be a good food choice, but it also helps to suppress your appetite, that those are protein rich and those are better for controlling your appetite.
Again, let's just point out, this is why you are an honorary dietitian and you get A+ all around. Absolutely, you're right. There's this trio effect in nuts like almonds. It's the fiber, it's the plant protein, and it's the healthy fat. So it's basically those three things are all helping us with our appetite hormones. So it's everything from CCK, which is cholecystokinin, to GLP-1, like we were talking about, you know, medications on the market do that. I mean, these foods really do help us naturally feel full. Another peptide called PYY, all that is happening in our body when we eat these foods. I think it's really very, very cool that you can make a pharmacy of compounds by what you eat. So I put an almond or a nut in my mouth, and all of a sudden, all of these compounds are being made to help, whether it be mood or disease prevention, or in this case, we're talking about appetite. And so that's why it really is something, you know, we talked about last time, nutrition works. It really does work, and it works because you're putting in your body, and your body is making these really magical compounds to help you.
847-312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You have a question for Dawn? Call. You can text too. Somebody the other day said, please ask Dawn what fiber supplement she would recommend. I try to eat well, but I don't always get enough.
Oh, are we talking about that now? This is exciting. I thought you were going to do a tease like sometimes you do. You're like, and we'll get back to you right after the break. Hey, listen about the fiber. I got to tell you, it is hard to do, with food alone, but it really is not impossible. So one of the things I know, please don't roll your eyes at this, everybody, right? It's beans are seriously one of the easiest things. A half of a cup can get you close to 8, 9, 10 grams of fiber, which is, you know, a third of your day. Oatmeal, fruits, vegetables, all have it. So I got to say, you really can do it with food. But when it comes to supplements, one of the things to keep in mind is there are food supplement type things you can do, like flax seeds, like ground flax seeds, add fiber. Chia seeds add fiber, and you're only adding a little bit to your food. There is a kind of newer fiber called acacia fiber that you can get that people seem to like as well. And then the good old-fashioned psyllium is a fiber that helps with regularity, but also can give you fiber in your diet. So there's lots of versions, but I really lean toward a lot of those flax seeds, chia seeds first to try and get it from a whole food form. Because you know why? Maybe this will help you want to do that too. Mm-hmm. Is because it's a whole food matrix. So it's not just a simple fiber, but you're getting other nutrition along with the fiber when you're doing things like ground flax seeds or chia seeds.
Lots of questions for Dawn Jackson-Blattner, 312-981-7200. Dawn, do you have any ideas to make water taste better? My mom should drink more, but she complains it has no flavor. This sounds like my mom, too, by the way. We're like, Mom, drink water. Yeah, I will. Like, Mom, it's medicine for you. Water is medicine. You're 90 years old. Drink more water. What do we do, Dawn?
Oh, my gosh. I love that water is medicine because it really is. Last year, you know, there was a study, the National Institute of Health said 11,000 people over 25 years found that people who are staying well hydrated were metabolically younger than their actual age. They had fewer chronic diseases, and they did actually live longer. So it's not a far-fetched quote like you have, is that water is medicine. And the scary thing is as we age, our sensation of thirst diminishes. So it is true that not only do as we age that, you know, it becomes more and more important to stay hydrated, it's harder. Our body is like, I don't feel that thirsty. So you really do have to do fun things to make yourself drink water. And flavoring your fluid, I mean, Gatorade knows how to do it. They flavor their stuff, and so everybody wants to drink it. Flavoring your water in a healthier way, though, is what we're looking for. And so things like interesting combos of like making a pitcher of water and it has lime and mint in it, tastes delicious. Or strawberries and lemon in it, tastes delicious. Or if you want to do it by the glass, even just a shot glass of 100% juice, like grape juice or pomegranate juice, you know, it gives you a little bit of the nutrition from that 100% juice, not too much sugar, but it really makes you more able to drink more water. And then in addition to the idea of putting things in a pitcher or spiking it with that shot glass of 100% juice, unsweetened herbal teas are pretty great. And you know who knows how to do this is Starbucks. They have a passion fruit tea that's technically just hibiscus tea. So you can go to the grocery store, buy hibiscus tea bags, brew it, and chill it down, a big pitcher in your fridge. And I think it tastes like adult Kool-Aid. It's not sweet. It's, you know, it's naturally just a little bit tart and fun. And another tea that I feel like does not get respect, hibiscus tea is great, is cold cinnamon tea. You can buy cinnamon tea and or even like a chai spice tea bag. And if you cool it down, it tastes amazing, like naturally sweet, since cinnamon mimics sweetness on your tongue. So I would say try all of those, test all of those ideas, because you really do want to find something that she likes so that she can, like you said, have that water as medicine.
I think making the glass look pretty too, ice and maybe a slice of orange in there, just the presentation sometimes is inviting.
Oh, absolutely. You got it right. It could be, you know, your cups style. So like some people feel overwhelmed with a large cup. So like changing your cup size, actually temperature plays a role too. Some people would like it super icy. Some people like it more warm.
Right.
Some people like it room temperature, figuring it out. And then you know what? Actually, the other thing is you know, the saying is insight in mouth. So you better have lots of these different beverages and things around, whether that be, you know, at your desk, near the TV, on the bedside table, you know, and by the door before you leave. Like, you know, I feel like kids have it down pat. You know, they carry water bottles everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, when I was growing up, I mean, I don't know where we drank any water. I don't even remember drinking water.
Water fountains. And now
yeah,
the horror.
My God.
People are horrified that I use a water fountain. I'm like, ah, civilization still exists with water fountains. I like my chances. All right, Dawn, quick answers to quick questions. Are shelled peanuts good to eat?
Yes, shelled peanuts. Peanuts, although they're technically in the legume family and they're not technically in the nut family, they still have that trio we were talking about. Good fats, fiber, and plant protein. And they're actually pretty high in that plant protein. So it's a great option if you're looking for a snack, trying that. And if it's just not quite enough, pairing it with something like, celery sticks or an apple for a well-rounded snack.
I heard that fish oil is bad for you. Has DJB heard that? Heard about that study? I've stopped taking it. Dawn, your thoughts?
Okay, so I always say I'm a registered dietitian, but I'm not your registered dietitian. So you've got to talk to your doctor, your dietitian, before you talk about supplements. However, for the most part, many of us are very deficient in omega-3. It's considered 9 out of 10 of us do not get enough seafood in our diet to reach those omega-3 levels. And if you were to look at our omega-3 levels, actually test it, 9 out of 10 of us are low in omega-3. So this is actually an area of, if you are going to supplement to try and fill in dietary gaps, omega-3 is probably a great place to have a conversation with your doctor.
Speaking of dietary gaps, is whey protein powder a good way to increase my protein intake?
Yeah, so protein powder, whey protein is more of that dairy-based. It could be plant protein powder, which is not dairy-based. Either one of those can be a great band-aid to try and get you to those higher levels of protein that we always talk about, 30-ish grams per meal, somewhere between maybe 20 and 40, but 30-ish. The big thing is try and pair it with real food. So not just like shake up some, protein powder with regular like water or milk or something. Put spinach in your shakes, put berries in your shakes, put flax seeds in your shakes, put it in your bowl of oatmeal in the morning. Like really try and use it, but also get other real foods with you.
John, we love this segment. Does decaf coffee count towards my water intake?
Yeah, I mean, technically, decaf coffee, regular coffee, tea, all counts toward your water intake. Even sparkling beverages count toward your water intake. The big thing that I say, though, is make sure when you're looking at your overall, 8 to 12 glasses that you need a day of hydration, it should not be all these random coffees and sparkling waters. There still needs to be some plain water or lightly flavored water, too.
You mentioned oatmeal. Linda has a question about oatmeal. You're on WGN with Dawn, Linda.
Hi, Dawn. I have a very strange question. For years, I hated oatmeal. My mother turned me off to it. It was slimy goo. And my daughter has turned me on to the steel cut instant oatmeal, and I've decided that's not half bad stuff, but I like the texture of the dry oatmeal, and would prefer to eat it dry rather than diluted.
What do you know about that, Dawn?
Okay, this is very interesting. So first things first. Instant oatmeal, rolled oats, and steel-cut oats are different forms of oatmeal, and they're all whole grain. So it really becomes a preference of taste and how long you cook it. Like instant is fast, steel-cut is longer. Now, it is one of the things that a lot of people are doing is eating oats that are uncooked and are simply soaked in a beverage. So like overnight oats is very, very popular, and what people are doing is taking oats, soaking it in a liquid overnight, not cooking it, and then eating it. So a lot of people do use it that way. Now, having no fluid at all is not getting the absolute best out of an oat, because here's why. Foods that have high water content, like when you cook an oat and it soaks up that water, or when you soak an oat, like overnight oats, and it soaks up that liquid, you're going to get more full than if you're eating it totally dry without any fluid at all. Mm. So if you're really looking for, the fullness factor of oats, having it either soaked or cooked is going to be better. However, whatever way you eat it, even if it's dry cooked in a cookie, is getting you some of those health benefits of oats.
And that's all the time we have. I do want to mention there's a lady named Maria who helps care for my mom and dad, and they are all sitting around the radio right now. And when I said my mom doesn't drink enough water, I can relate. Maria took a picture of my mom, and she's got this scary face on, like, oh, no, I've been busted. So drink more water, everybody, and listen to Dawn Jackson Blattner on the radio and follow her on Instagram, DJ Blattner, or DawnJacksonBlattner.com on the Internet. We love you, Dawn. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks. Love you, too. Thanks.